Hello, everybody, and welcome back to All Sports Best. I'm Trey Gonzalez, here with a couple of special guests. They're coaches at the high school for the Cavemen and Cave Girls track and field teams, Coach Charles Millar and Chad King. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well, man. Thanks for having us. It's a good time to be here.
Yeah, doing great, man. Appreciate you having us on the show.
Yeah, of course. So I just wanted to kind of start off today's interview with how you guys have been able to prepare your students or your student athletes for where they are now and what you guys have in mind for their goals.
Sure. We're a little different because we're throwers, and track's, I mean, already a different sport as it is. So we both coach the throws. We're a little bit on our own because up at the high school, you know, we're put out to pasture while everybody gets to run around the track.
Right.
So we're a little bit different, but we've been working on a lot of footwork, a lot of technique. We've been in the weight room a couple days a week trying to get after it. As a team overall, though, I know we've been getting a lot of kids out and really trying to work in the off season. We haven't really had an off season program before. And so this year, Coach Gillette has really been focusing on getting that off season program going. And a lot of kids are starting to buy in, which is a lot of fun.
What do you guys do differently? Like you throw javelin, you're coaching javelin.
Yes,
and
sir.
What do you do, Coach King?
Coach the shot put.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're both in charge of the throws. Discus, we got Coach Burke, who helps out with the discus as well. So, you know, together we manage the throws, and then on the other side of the track there is where, you know, the runners are.
Tell me about kind of how that differs, because obviously you're working legs and you're working stamina and things like that when you're on track, but when it comes to throwing, it's a lot more strength and a lot more technique. Is that mm-hmm. correct?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, you're a collegiate athlete. You kind of know that every sport's going to have its little quirks and things like that. So we try to focus on getting those kids to understand those quirks and getting just understanding the sport in general. You get a lot of kids out there that kind of assume tracks is just a show up and be good type sport. You know, I can run fast, I'm going to be good at track, or I'm right. strong, I can throw far. That's not really how it goes. So we got to get the kids to buy in first and kind of teach them the technique and everything. And then is when the fun part starts coming, where they're getting good times on the track, they're getting good marks on jumps and throws. So that's where that off-season program really came in and helped us out.
It's like any other sport, you know, you got to practice to get better at it. So we make sure the kids understand that the footwork, the technique, the stuff that you got to put in after hours on your own in order to get better, to become a great athlete. So we want to promote that as well. We get them in the weight room, make sure they have a good weight regimen, then get out, do some footwork. And then we, you know, focus on the throws and the running, because obviously, you know, without the basics, you're never going to get there where you really want to be.
Could you guys give me the rundown on a few of your key athletes right now, and then maybe the ones that you're also working on and developing for the future?
Yeah, absolutely. I know I'll speak for the track side of things, and then Coach King will do the throws. But on the track, we just had a sophomore, actually, Patty Oliver. She just broke the triple jump school record.
Wow.
Which was really cool. We work with her mom, so that was a lot of fun for her to experience that. We've got a kid, Austin Atencio, who's just a stud. You know, he actually got invited to go to an international meet down in Australia last summer, where he ran, and we put him in everything from the long jump and the 200 and the 400. I mean, he's our go-getter. We had another kid qualify for state already in the 200, which is fun. So pretty much that's kind of it for right now. We've got we do have a pole vaulter that qualified too.
Yeah, we do. One thing I'd like to say is, you know, we're the defending district champs, both boys and girls. So,
awesome.
You know, last year the girls and boys both won district, and we represented well in state. So we're hoping to repeat that again this year. So we have a lot of return athletes. Last year, most of our athletes were sophomores and juniors. So now we have seniors, you know, and juniors returning, plus the lower classmen, you know, are stepping up as well. As far as throwers concerned, you know, we got Junior Rocha. He's doing pretty good in the shot. Got a couple of new kids, Mark Brandon, who should be effective. Noelle, she qualified
in the javelin
already for state. So
cool.
It is an exciting time for the program. You know, we got kids who are already been there for a while, so they're established. We got kids coming up who are going to make a name for themselves this year as well. And hopefully we repeat district champs again, both girls and boys.
If you could reach out to fans that are on the fence about, hey, should I go to the track meet? Should I not? What would you say to them about the effort you guys have given and maybe something that you want them to go and see?
I mean, every coach is going to try to promote their own sport, you know, whether it's soccer, football, track and field. So, and I, you know, as a track and field athlete myself, I think they're interesting. I love to just see people be, I mean, I think it's the most, the best sport where you can see someone be a raw athlete, right? If I'm faster than you, I'm going to win. If I'm stronger than you, I'm going to jump further or throw further, whatever. So if you want to see just athletic people go be good, I mean, that's right. as basic as I can make it. I think you should come out. But also, I mean, it's just a great time. I think it's a really laid back atmosphere most of the time. You got a lot of kids kind of mulling around. We had a home track meet last Friday. And it's actually great to see. We had a huge showing out of high school kids, Carlsbad kids, which was a lot of fun. The middle schoolers even got out and went and supported and stuff and helped out. So
that's cool.
I mean, just if you want to go to a sporting event that lasts 12 hours and
has a little bit of everything, you
probably want to pick and choose a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, but it's always fun. And the best part is it's really, like I said, it's laid back, especially before you get to districts and states. You can go interact with your friends before they run, while they're running. You know, you don't really get that in other sports. They're kind of isolated, the athletes are. So,
well, these kids put in a lot of hard work, you know, and a lot of time into this sport. So to come out and support them, obviously, is a good thing. You know, it's about the kids ultimately. So, you know, you don't see what they do behind the work, you know, behind the screens. But when you get out there and actually produce on the field, it's a little different story on the track. So it's really good to get out there and support them, show the support for the Cave and the Cave Girls. And just get out there and let them know that we have fans that are out there to support them and stand behind them.
We are sponsored by Kaleidoscope's Ice Cream and More, Constructors Inc., Albertson's Market, and Bowen Insurance. I'm here once again with Coach Charles Millar and Coach Chad King of the Caveman and Cave Girl throwing squad. So we're going to start off with the numbers that you guys have, an outrageous amount of numbers this year, and it's been it's a good thing, right?
Oh, absolutely. You always want to have a lot of numbers, and Coach King can attest because he was working. He's up at the high school, and him and Coach Gillette were really just getting kids out and encouraging them to come out because it's a sport really that a lot like kind of like baseball, I would say, is the more work you put in and the more effort you put in, the more success you see. And so that's an idea that kids like to see.
All right, so I want to talk a little bit about you guys as coaches. You guys have some credentials. Both played in college, from what I believe, right? You guys both did.
Yes, sir.
You didn't both do track, though.
Correct.
Okay, so Coach Millar, tell me about your experience.
No, seasoned vet here. D3. I'm originally from New York, so I went and competed back up state in a small school called Cortland. But I did throws, jab, disc, hammer, shot, all that good stuff. So it's been a lot of fun to kind of hopefully transfer that knowledge to the kids.
For sure. Coach?
Yeah, I'm originally from Dallas, and I played football at Texas A&M University. I played linebacker there, and from there, you know, transitioned into kind of the track coach. I also coached football at the high school as well. So
a lot of you guys are both, and you guys both do dual sports, right? You do football,
three sports.
Well,
got to get that three. Seventh grade B team basketball.
That's
come
what I'm
on,
talking
now.
About.
Now that's a plug right there.
Okay, so May 4th, you guys have a big event coming up that you want a lot of people to know about because you want numbers there to be able to watch your athletes and root them on.
Definitely. It's the district track meet, and it's going to be here at Carlsbad this year. So we'd like to get as much fans out there to support the Cave and Cave Girls as we defend our district titles.
Okay. And is there anything that you would say to, say, I don't know, somebody from even out of town, come on by and check it out?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's for us, it's kind of like if I was going to compare it to another sport, it'd be like the state semifinals almost because we got districts and then we go to state meet. So we want as many people to come out and see, and that's where we hope we get our second best performances. Our best will be at state, second best are going to be at district. So we hopefully are putting up big numbers, and which always make track more exciting, right? If our team's going to win and our kids are going to finish first, it's a lot more fun. But we mentioned earlier, it kind of always comes down to the 4x4, which is a really fun race. Everyone, you get four guys or girls to run one lap each. And it's a lot of fun because if a meet comes down to it, the whole team's around the track cheering them on and cheering the kids on. And it's a lot of fun. So
a lot of time, that's the race that determines the winner of the track meet. So you get, you know, all the teams are there supporting it. The crowd's going wild. It's really a good finish to the end of the track meet.
What are your kids like? I mean, obviously, you put them under these big pressure situations towards the end of the year. You kind of, you know, get them ready for that kind of thing. But what kind of personalities are you guys usually dealing with?
No, they're all goofballs, man. That's the nice part about track.
There's all kinds, you know. You got the quiet ones, the loud ones, mm-hmm. the fun ones, you know what I mean, the difficult ones. But at the end, you know, the good thing is they're all there to work hard and to win. And ultimately, when they're all on the same page, that makes it easier for us. You know, I mean, we could coach all different styles, and that's something as a coach you adjust to, but really ultimately it comes down to the kids' will to be there and the want to be there and the want to win. And we got a really great team this year, and all the kids are putting forth the effort. We couldn't be more proud of them.
Absolutely.
From a coach's perspective, I want to hear kind of some advice you would give to some kids that are, you know, hoping to get up to the high school and do well as a, you know, on the varsity squad of, you know, track and field. What does it take? And what do you see as a coach?
We always say run faster.
Okay. Yeah, no, simple advice. Kinda, run faster, throw further, jump higher.
Yeah, we talk about generic terms, you know, when you're at the track meet going, come on, run faster, run harder. But right. Really, it is what you put into it, you know? You get out of it what you put into it. And, I mean, that's with any sport, obviously. If you're willing to work hard, put forth the effort, you know, do some footwork on your own, outside of the track practice, that's going to make you a better athlete. Obviously, in any sport, if you're willing to get a little bit more time and dedication into it, you're going to be a good athlete. And that's what we're looking for, those type of kids. So if you're out there and you're interested in track, we'd love for you to come out and be part of the program. And we'll do whatever we can to help get you to the next level.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know my two words are going to be individual time. So, I mean, if you're willing, like Coach said, to put in that extra time and effort and work, you're going to be successful. And we're there to help you along the way. And hopefully, like Coach said, get you to that next level, get you to college.
Coaches, thank you guys for being on. I appreciate you kind of giving us some insight on some caveman and cave girl athletics. Awesome. And hope you guys have the best of luck the rest of the year.
Yeah, thanks, man. It's a great time being here. Thank you.